Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I finished my great walk in the Peak District. It took around about 4 hours, so it's relatively short. And it really was a great walk. I finished it off perfectly by heading into the Nag's Head in Edel for a drink. And I got speaking to the person working behind the bar about the history of the place, and she handed me a book. And it was basically the history of Edel, and it's a great little book. While I was having a drink, I had a good read there for 20 minutes or so. I must make a point of trying to get that book. After that, I went back to the car, dumped my stuff, changed my shoes, and got on my way. As I was heading out of Edel, past the Moreland Centre, past the Ramblers Inn, underneath the train bridge near the station, I turned left towards Hope, and stood there in the entrance to the car park was a gentleman, and he stuck his thumb out, and I thought, why not? I'd never actually picked anyone up like that before, but he looked like he'd just finished walking or running, so I thought, I'll give him a lift, see what he wants to do. He wanted to get to Sheffield, and I've just dropped him off in Hathersage, because that's where my route swings south from where he's trying to get to, so he said he'd try and get the bus from there. He was a fell runner. And you know what? I didn't even get his name. But I'd like to say, Phil, Daylight Gambler, I did give him one of my social hiking Share Your Adventure business cards. And I wrote my name on it. So hopefully, he'll check it out. But we had a great conversation there on the little drive from Edel to Hathersage. And he was telling me about his fell running. And I dare say, he was around about... Now, how do I... What age shall I put the guy at? Just in case he manages to find this audio boo. I would have said he was mid-40s perhaps, maybe 50, something like that. I don't think he'll mind me saying that. And I feel really, I'm gutted that I didn't get his name. I don't know why. He was talking about one of the runs that he was doing from Marsden to Edel, and he'd been out there wrecking different routes and things like that. He started off from Edel station this morning, but he'd arrived back an hour and a half early for his train, so he thought he'd chance it and try and thumb a lift. But then we got talking about the Lake District and the Bob Graham Round, which is a famous like route in the Lake District, and he's run that one, and he's also run some really hardcore routes in Wales. And I would love to be able to go fell running. I can walk all day. It's not a problem. You just get going and keep going. But it's that step up from walking to running. It seems like a huge step fitness-wise. But one day I'll do it. One day I'll definitely have to enter some sort of challenge. I have walked one of the most famous challenges in the Peak District, which is the Nine Edges Challenge. I did an audio boo, and one of the Peak Roots podcasts features that route. And you know what? That is one of my most listened to audio boos. It's had nearly 9,000 views. Listens. I'm trying to drive at the same time as I'm doing this hands-free. 9,000 listens to little old me. And I did have a DM, actually. This is going off on a tangent. A DM message from a person. I'll just say that they worked at the BBC. And he said that he was quite impressed with the things that I was putting out. And he says, keep at it, because you never know where it might lead and you never know who's listening. So it made me think the 9,000 listens that particular boo has had, who are those 9,000 listens? Who are they? Where do they work? And where could it lead? So I love audio boo. It's great. So that was a chance encounter. And I'm actually glad that I picked someone up. He seemed like a really nice guy, and I'm glad that I did. It's been a stunning day, and it still is a stunning day. It's round up. It's 14:45, so it's 2:45 in the afternoon. The sun's dropping now, but it's been a stunning day, and a day where, after I did my last boo, which you'll hear before this one, I just put the phone back in the pocket. No music, no listening to audio booths, just listening to the wind, to the grouse, and to the crunch of the ice and snow under my feet. It was great, and it was just what the doctor ordered. Because whenever I'm walking with friends, I'm just chatting, and if I walk on my own normally, I have the headphones in, either listening to music or audio booths. And I thought today, because the phone was switching on and off, because it was around about minus 8, minus 10, it kept switching itself off. I just thought, right, I'll leave it off and switch it back on when I need it and just take it all in. So I've rambled once again for nearly 6 minutes. I'll leave it at that, I think. Okay, I'll speak to you all again very soon. If you head on over to peakroots.com, you should be able to check out my route video and pictures from today. Speak to you soon.